fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
I'm sure we've all noticed over the past few weeks, more services are beginning to open up again. We've seen enhanced cleaning processes and a number of physical distancing measures being put in place. Breast Screen WA is one of these services, and I have Angela Halliwell here with me today to talk about how all things breasts and how you can get your free screening. Good morning, Angela. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's great to be on the radio.
Most of our audience will know about breast screening and will have heard of breast cancer before, but could you just refresh us on who Breast Screen WA is and the services that you offer?
Okay, so Breast Screen WA is part of Breast Screen Australia. We are part of North Metropolitan Health Service, and we are a state-wide organisation, so we offer free screening mammograms to women over 40 all across the state through our fixed clinics and also through our mobile clinics. But we particularly target women who are 50 to 74 years old, because mm-hmm. that's where the majority of breast cancers are actually found, and they get invited with a letter just after their 50th birthday.
Yes, lots of things you get in the mail after you turn 50.
Yeah, absolutely.
Angela Halliwell is the Coordinator of Health Promotion and Recruitment at Breast Screen WA, so she's well equipped to answer our important questions this morning, including how safe is it to head to a clinic right now, because everyone's still a little nervous.
Yes, and we absolutely acknowledge that, and we always have had very high standards of hygiene anyway, simply mm-hmm. because the machines, obviously a woman's breast goes into the machines, and so the machines are wiped down between clients anyway, and now we just, we're wiping down the reception areas. We have social distancing in the reception area. Obviously there's no social distancing between the radiographer and the lady when the breast is being positioned.
Mm-hmm.
But if the lady wants to wear a mask, then she's very able to. We have them in the clinics. We have hand sanitizer. We only have, in most clinics, one or two ladies in at a time, so there's no problems with them sitting in the, sitting too close together in the waiting rooms. Our biggest clinic is in Cannington, and that runs what we call the triple, so they have three ladies in there most times. We try to have not other people coming with the ladies who are coming in. Obviously, if they need a translator, that's okay. They can have someone with them. But most ladies have been fine. We are fully booked up at nearly all of our clinics for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So everyone's quite happy with what we're doing. We did cancel a whole lot of ladies in at the end of March when we closed down, when things were starting to look a little hectic out in the wide world. It's crazy. It's only like 3 months, not even 3 months ago, and it was a very different picture to what we have today. So, yes, everyone can remain assured that all of our hygiene practices are absolutely at the highest standard and that they will be looked after in the clinics. And, of course, the normal things, if our staff are sick, they don't come in.
I must say, in pre-COVID times, and it was probably 4 years ago now, that I went with a bunch of women to a clinic in Melbourne. We made a bit of a party of it, and everyone got tested in a short period of time, just to encourage and support each other in mm-hmm. making sure we get that screening.
Yep.
So those times will come back again, I guess, sometime.
And if it was a family that were coming, that could still happen as well. Like a mother and daughter, they could certainly still come together to support each other. That's not going to be an issue for us.
No. Most of us know that breast screenings are performed to detect breast cancers at an early stage, but is breast cancer preventable?
It's not. Well, at least we don't know that it is at this point in medical history. But there are some things that you can do to reduce your risk. Some of the lifestyle changes that you can do to reduce the risk that you have control over are, I guess, the general lifestyle things that we can do to make ourselves healthier anyway. So trying to maintain a healthy weight, having some exercise, eating mm-hmm. Regularly healthy food, Alcohol has had a direct link with increased risk of breast cancer. And I know for myself over ISO that alcohol, and we know from the stats as well, that alcohol consumption across Australia increased quite dramatically during ISO. So everyone just needs to peel it back a bit, go back to having no more than two standard drinks a day and having a couple of alcohol-free days during the week if you can, because there is a direct correlation between alcohol use and breast cancer increased risk.
Yeah. As the risk of breast cancer increases with age, who should be getting regular screenings and how often should we have them?
So women over 50 should have them every 2 years. If you have an extensive family history, and by family history we mean a one degree relative, so that would be your mum or your sister or your daughter, then we would look at what other factors you have in your life and decide whether you would, or if you have a past history, so if you've had breast cancer before, then you would probably go to annual screening. But for the general female population, women over 50, every 2 years.
Right. And why aren't mammograms offered to women typically under 40?
There's some technical issues with the actual pictures or the images that come from women under 40. Their breasts are very dense. So we can't actually see. They look white on the screen. Breast cancer looks white on a screen. So white on white doesn't give us any kind of very good idea of what's actually happening in the breast. So that's one reason. So we recommend that women under 40 are breast aware and that they go and talk to their GP if anything changes. And when we talk about changes, it can be a whole lot of different things. But the other reasons are that there's a very small percentage of women under 40 who do become positive to breast cancer. They need to go and have proper... If you feel any changes, no matter what your age are, you have to have diagnostic views and probably an ultrasound as well. So coming to a screening program doesn't necessarily offer you the best option for your care. And we're not licensed to actually screen women under 40 by the Radiography Council, or I think that's what they're called. Don't quote me on that one. because it's not a useful thing for women under 40 to start having radiation x-rays at that age. Being breast aware, though, is a really different thing. All women, once they start developing breasts, should be breast aware, because our breasts change over our lifetime. So they change during puberty, they change during pregnancy, they change... So for some of us, I know for myself, when I was menstruating, I would they would get a little bit bigger about... Mm-hmm. Or it felt like they got a lot bigger, but I'm sure it was...
Tender.
Yeah, but they got quite tender a couple of days before I started menstruating. So, but that I knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a constant cycle, and you get to know exactly what's happening in your body. And women aren't good at knowing their body. They're certainly not good at looking at their body in a mirror.
Yeah, interesting.
We have, so looking at your breast to see, I know for myself, my right breast has, gravity's hit that one a lot more than what it's hit my left breast, so it hangs a lot lower now.
So it's true.
It never used to do that, but I'm...
Nature.
Yeah, but a lot of women are very uncomfortable looking at themselves with no clothes on in a mirror. So it's about getting used to that, just getting to feel them, to know what's normal for you. If you have any parts that feel a little bit different, and that might change during your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a constant thing that happens, then that's fine. It's when you get an unexpected change. So, and also things like thinning of the skin, the nipple might become inverted. All of those things, you need to go to your doctor and say, "This isn't right. It's never happened before. What can we do about getting it investigated?"
And it'll always give peace of mind, no matter the result.
Absolutely.
Angela Helliwell is the coordinator of health promotion and recruitment at BreastScreen WA. You mentioned ultrasound before, but we're still using the mammogram as the primary tool, aren't we?
Yes, we are. For a public health screening program, it's still the best and most efficient and easiest to use.
Right.
We screen 125,000 women every year. Well, not this year, but most years.
Yeah, that's true.
And so and we can do that in 15 minutes. But if we were to have ultrasounds as well, then we would have to either have more clinics to be able to screen that amount of women, or we would screen less women simply because of the time taken.
Interesting. 125,000 women screened for breast cancer each year in Western Australia.
Yes.
Oh. So you
And that's only about 55% of the women who are eligible.
Right.
So, yes. So we'd like to see all those other ones coming in too.
Yes, I bet you would. Angela, you better get back to work. I've just realised how busy you must be. If anyone wants more information, head to the excellent Healthy WA website, healthywa.wa.gov.au. You can call me in the studio, 9260 9210, and I'll pass on the details. And Angela, thank you so much for chatting with Fitter Happier this morning.
Thank you for having us. It's always a great opportunity to speak to your audience. Thank you.
Take care of your breasts, friends.